Welcome to Conversations in Cannabis. Today's guest is former President of Mexico, Vicente Fox. This conversation was recorded in person, May 13th, 2022.
So, taking a look at the start of your life and kind of where you are now, when you guys are looking at how cannabis has evolved from, say, the early days of, you know, the 30s, 40s, and 50s to now legalization happening across the country and across the planet, what are your thoughts as far as how legalization has kind of rolled out so far?
Well, I think it's been an effort of people, of those who used to believe and be convinced that something had to be done about the prohibition, the illegal consideration of the industry. As always, it's people, the ones who go ahead, make changes, provoke changes. And that's what happened in the industry in the last 25 years. We've been part of that, and I'm proud of having done so, because today when I see the industry in different hands, in businessmen, farmers, academics, etc., I feel proud that this change was done. And today it's an industry respected, it's an industry that is building jobs, is creating wealth, it's moving health to people, to the side of people.
And Mrs. Fox, when you're looking at kind of women and now their role in the cannabis industry and kind of the proliferation of female entrepreneurs in the space, are you excited to see where the industry is starting to come?
Well, the activist is my husband. So I really think that whatever is good for the people, that it helps to your health, it has to be promoted. So my issue is social causes, as I was telling you here. So if there is an opportunity for the sick people, for the sick children, with neurological damage or whatever it is, and you can use cannabis, why not? So it has to be legal, at least for the medical use.
Well, and when you're looking at, say, the United States as a whole and versus maybe the Amsterdam in the 80s, are you kind of surprised that the Dutch haven't taken a more forward approach to, say, CPG cannabis and just doing decriminalization and not, say, fully encapsulating the legal medical aspect of cannabis?
Well, it's been a process. It's been a process led by people, again, in the United States. And I'm at this event, G4, precisely promoting, inviting people that participate in this industry in the United States to pay attention to Mexico, because we need to be coordinated, we need to work together to finish the process in Mexico. It's not yet finished, the process of legalization, the process of regulation for the industry. And it's urgent that we do it. We're losing all the opportunities of the world, of investment, of job creation, of tax payment. Everything can happen in Mexico. So we invite the whole industry here in the United States through our foundation, Centro Fox Presidential Library. We're ready to help, to navigate, to understand, to facilitate activities in Mexico related to the cannabis space.
Well, and when you're looking at, say, international trade of cannabis, and you're looking at the United States kind of lagging behind Canada, Mexico now going towards just full legalization, United States is doing it as a state-by-state basis. Do you feel like the United States will kind of fall behind on international trade in cannabis?
Well, of course it is. Of course it is. Because of this, this difference of legal framework from federal to states or states to federal. Yes, United States is losing the leadership of the industry, is losing the benefits of the industry. I see Canada advancing rapidly to be present everywhere in the world. I see Colombia, nobody thought that it could become a leader in all of Latin America. because Colombia has moved ahead, has approved the law, has made the regulation, and has promoted the advance in all of Latin America. So United States, but I'd like to talk to President Biden. I'd like to talk to some people in Congress that something has to be done here in this place. I mean, it's the land and the home of the free, as the national anthem says. And I don't see nor freedom, nor liberalization of this industry. It's unfortunate. The country that has led so many social movements, so many big steps forward on issues that have been very difficult in other communities, and yet being a champion on this industry is lagging way behind. So President Biden, please hear my voice. This is President Fox. I'm talking to you directly. You have to move ahead on this industry. You, Congress of the U.S., you senators, you congressmen, move. Today.
Awesome. President Fox, really appreciate your time, sir.
We would like to thank Vicente Fox for his time and being on today's episode. You can find out more about him and his foundation by visiting them online at www.centrofox.org.mx. Again, that's www.centrofox.org.mx. Thanks for listening, and stay tuned to the next episode here on Conversations in Cannabis.